There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Pride celebrations in Tel Aviv drew record crowds this year. Like on a number of matters, the country is divided. Many see Israel as an oasis for the LGBTI community in the Middle East, while many others believe the government uses the LGBTI community to improve its reputation while doing nothing to make their lives better. Ruby Schwartz was at the parade and spoke to a group of people who blockaded the protest, referring to the parade as pinkwashing, as well as other diverse opinions from Tel Aviv we don't often get to hear.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded the streets of Tel Aviv for the Gay Pride Parade last week. The streets were covered in rainbow flags, sparkles, and lots of exposed, sweaty bodies dancing under the blazing sun. Tourists came from all over the world to celebrate what was the city's 20th annual Gay Pride Parade. Many could barely contain their excitement.
Oh my God, it's the most exciting day of being here in Tel Aviv. I just feel so fortunate to be part of it. There's so much love in the air and there's just so much happiness here, and it's just such great fun.
It's surreal. It's amazing to be here. I've never been at such a big pride. I've been to pride in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Jamaica, and this is the biggest one I've been to. So excited to be here.
Oh my God, I'm super excited. Yeah. It's my first time in Tel Aviv to Pride.
You can tell.
It's like, for real, my pussy's just on a hyper mode, honey, right? Literally, my pussy's like taking like a whole different world on right now. I love a dick. Give me a dick. Yeah. Give me a dick.
It's the largest parade of its kind in the Middle East, and it's only getting more popular. There were 250,000 attendees at this year's parade, 50,000 more than last year. And it seems to be contagious. Chen Arieli, chairperson of the Aguda, Israel's national LGBT task force, told me that the parades are popping up all over the country.
This year we have a record number of pride events all over Israel. Last week we had the first and historical parade in Kfar Saba, which is a small suburb outside of Tel Aviv. And our message now is you can be whomever you are, wherever you are. You don't need to move yourself to the center of Israel. You can be openly proud and gay in Haifa, in Beersheba, in Elat, in Kiryat Shmona, in everywhere.
But it's not all cause for excitement and celebration. As Chen explains, while better than many neighboring countries, the LGBT community in Israel has very few rights.
In general, Israel is a good place for LGBTI community to live in, especially when you compare it to Russia, to Chechnya, to Iran, to Iraq. But having said that, we need to realize that we also have none of our rights written in the Israeli books of law. We do not have any official recognition of gay families. We do not have any official recognition of gay marriage.
The LGBT community in Israel does have limited rights. They cannot marry, they cannot adopt. And just last year, the welfare ministry called LGBT families irregulars who should not be allowed to adopt children. This is in spite of Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, making claims to support the LGBT community.
There's only one state in the Middle East that welcomes gays.
This was him addressing an American Jewish committee gathering just last week.
This is the one place in the Middle East where gays walk proudly on a Tel Aviv beach and participate here in our Knesset, deliberations, in our government.
The incongruity between the government's claims to support the LGBT community and the rights afforded to the community came to a head for Chen before the 2016 Tel Aviv parade.
Actually, 2 years ago, we read an article that the tourism ministry in Tel Aviv is going to spend 11 million shekels of promoting gay tourism to Tel Aviv. And we were like kind of shocked by it. I had smoke coming out of my ears because we knew that we get fundings from the government, all 17 organizations together, and less than 2 million shekels, like 1.8 million shekels. So it kind of was horrible to know that gap between the money that the government is willing to spend on just, you know, bragging about us and not having actually anything to do with that because it's our work.
While some of the tourism budget was later allocated to other LGBT services, in Chen's view, it wasn't enough.
I don't think we get enough. I don't think we get enough support We are equal citizens in the terms of our debts to our duties to the country. We serve in the army, we pay taxes, but we're not recognized as families, we're not recognized in marriage. You know, whatever is natural to heterosexual citizens is not natural for us. So we're equal in our duties to the country, but we're not equal in our rights.
By 1 p.m, the parade turned the corner to travel its final stretch down the Tayelet, the Tel Aviv promenade that runs along the Mediterranean Sea. People were dancing, celebrating and following the dazzling floats along the coast. A little further on, the sounds and colours started to change. A big group dressed all in pink were holding placards saying, "Ein Ke'eva Bakivush," there is no pride in occupation.
I'm Ziz Abul Hawa, I'm a Palestinian from East Jerusalem. We're part of the anti-pink washing parade here. Pink washing, for whoever doesn't know, is the cynical use of the LGBT community in Israel. In order to show off that Israel is a very open-minded country, democratic, accepting, and has human rights, because they have this huge parade, while they're oppressing the basic human rights of millions of Palestinians and denying them, you know, freedom.
There I also met Yael Maram, the editor for Local Call, who was covering the protest. Before I could ask her why the focus on occupation at the Pride Parade, she answered the question herself.
Why talking about occupation in the middle of celebration? And the answer is around solidarity. You have the duty to pass it. You have to remember that, like you know, some of the people that were in solidarity with you might be oppressed. And you know, moving the solidarity and moving this energy from one group to another is a duty.
On the outskirts of the parade, I met up with a few people from Beit Dror, an emergency centre for LGBT youth based in Tel Aviv. I spoke with Adi, who's been volunteering with the organisation for 3 years, about her thoughts on the Pride Parade.
A lot of people in Israel feel like the government kind of uses Pride and the Tel Aviv environment to like market in Israel as an open place, which is not always the situation. But when I look at it from my, as a private person, I'm thinking about somebody who's like 14, 16, and he feel like he doesn't have anybody in the world like him. He feel like he is weird, he's something wrong with him. And then he came to Tel Aviv and he see 100,000 of people and they all like him. And I'm thinking like, this is so amazing. And I feel like even if it's politically used for like different things that I'm not always agree with, I still think it's amazing power just to walk with 100 or 1,000 or so many people just like you and feel like, okay, I'm normal.
Part of the Beit Dror group was a 16-year-old boy wearing shorts and a tank top who grew up in the south of Tel Aviv. He told me how lucky he feels to have found his community in Tel Aviv and at Beit Dror, where he is currently housed.
Dror is kind of a bird in Israel. And Beit is home. At the entrance of the building, you can see a sentence. It's written there that every bird can find her nest. And it's like we are all birds and we found our nest.
Heading back into the parade, seeing rainbow flags flying, the pink placards drifting through the crowds and signs demanding equal rights for the LGBT community, it was obvious that gay pride was a window into what is a very complicated, divided society, where occupation pervades every topic and defines people's positions on almost every social issue.
The That was Ruby Schwartz from this year's Tel Aviv Pride.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.